CNN News Selection Number 2, Never More Timely.
The 2017 Nobel Peace Prize winner was announced Friday. It went to an organization which the Nobel Committee says works to draw attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons. As CNN's Diana Magne reports, it is especially timely given today's political climate.
Not since the Cold War has the threat from nuclear weapons seemed so acute. North Korea's young leader dangerously flippant with his nuclear threats, the U.S. president worryingly belligerent in his response. And now the talk from Washington that he might scupper the Iran deal, struck in July 2015 in a bid to curb Iran's nuclear weapons program. Perhaps that's what he meant on Thursday by this.
The calm before the storm.
What storm is it, President?
You'll find out.
The Iran deal's key architects had been hot favorites to win this year's Nobel Peace Prize. It went instead to the little-known International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, or ICAN, a coalition of NGOs in more than 100 countries working towards a ban on nuclear weapons.
I think it sends a message to all nuclear armed states and all states that continue to rely on nuclear weapons for security that it is unacceptable behavior. And we will not support it. We will not make excuses for it. You can't threaten to indiscriminately slaughter hundreds of thousands of civilians in the name of security.
This prize, a recognition of ICAN's work pushing for a treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons, adopted by 122 nations at the UN in July. The world's nine nuclear states, including the US, and some of their key allies, refusing to sign. The prize today, said the executive director of ICAN, a tribute to the survivors of Nagasaki and Hiroshima and to the victims of nuclear testing all around the world, and a rebuke to the nuclear powers.
The first step to addressing North Korea is to also stop behaving in the same way.
The Nobel Committee has honored the notion of a world free of nuclear weapons before, awarding the prize in 2005 to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, for its efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. This year's winner, a clear message from the committee that they believe an outright ban, not the nuclear deterrent, will better safeguard peace. Diana Magne, CNN, London.